about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Is this moron number one? Put moron number two on the phone.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Did you guys know there's actually a disease called Asperger's?
Obsessive interests are typical, and this focus on one subject with exclusion of others often contributes to their social isolation. Insistence on routine is nearly universal. It is possible that any change in routine can cause a meltdown.
Who is this sad, pathetic human? Bean!
If there was a social development disease, you wouldn't call it Asperger's. That's just mean.
Well, that's it, sir. You want to start the weekend?
No.
One more thing left.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Why are you wasting our time?
Roll another one.
This is it. I mean, this is really it.
Just like the other one.
What about our Jewish fans out there?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Calm down, my posse, calm down.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
That sounds really constructive.
Roll,
roll, roll,
roll,
roll
another one.
It could be worse, but I'm not sure how.
Just like the other one.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
This one seems to be out.
You are a colossal prick.
I don't have another cent.
Suck my video games.
I'm not Ben Affleck.
You're white, then you Ben
Affleck.
No problem, my man.
Just pass it around.
Agents Mulder and Scully, FBI.
Now. Well, we all are impatient. We don't like to put off things, and we want what we want when we want it. And sometimes we end up spending a lot of time and money, and then sadly we don't end up with what we really wanted.
Our feature presentation.
Sorry, I wasn't following that.
Really? It seems so clear to me.
You lost me. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning, the 26th of July.
People on the news know that it's just water, right? It's not acid rain, right? They understand that when they talk about what the weather's like outside, right?
I don't have any way of knowing that.
Because the way they make it sound like, oh my God, I was so lucky today. I was able to get in before the rain. I didn't get my hair. I mean, they just go on and on and on about how like it's a freak show, like a volcano has erupted. And they've just escaped from lava, destroying their homes and families.
This is the worst thing that could ever happen in the human civilization.
Yeah, every time it rains, it's Armageddon on the news.
But Bean.
Oh my God, it's raining!
And then there's that guy.
Look at That's your hair, then look at my hair.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
of course, you don't care.
It's hilarious, though. I'm saying every day on the news when it rains in Southern California, it looks like that montage that Jimmy Kimmel puts together from his show, you know, where they show all the people reacting like
sure.
that. It's just one right after another. It's just, it's amusing. That's all I'm saying.
It is. I agree.
It's funny. Anyway, this is a Friday morning. I'm sure you guys saw this story, but for our listeners who did not, Nirvana is very much back in the news this week. You heard about the letter from Virginia Tech?
New
you
album? About this? No, I did not.
Well, I'm sorry to say no, Kevin. Nirvana is not so much a thing anymore as not a thing.
Ah.
But this girl who goes to Virginia Tech wanted to – she's helping put together a video for Homecoming. And she wrote a letter to Sub Pop Records, which was the label that Nirvana was on for the Bleach album, which had to be, what, around 1990, maybe something like that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have a history with Nirvana, but that's a long time ago.
And right.
I don't think I have to point out to most people that Nirvana has been broken up for nearly 20 years, okay? To whom it may concern, my name is, and they've redacted it.
And by the way, if they wanted to get back together, they couldn't, just for those of you not keeping score at home.
Yes, there's a reason why they broke up.
All right.
My name is, name redacted, I am a Virginia Polytechnic and State University Virginia Tech mascot. As a homecoming candidate, we were wondering if Nirvana would send a quick video to us that we would include in our video collage to widely distribute to our 30,000-plus students during homecoming week. As the video will be on YouTube as well, we can include any links to downloads, Facebook pages, Twitter pages, and or artist management agencies within the video description that students can link on directly. So what she's doing basically is she's making Nirvana the deal of a lifetime because she's going to expose that up-and-coming band
right.
to 30,000 potential students at Virginia Tech. So it sounds like it's a win for the band, right?
Now, there's nothing in there that makes us think that she thinks they can record something specific for them, right? I mean, maybe just send over something that they already have?
No, she's asking for she'll go into detail here about what she wants. It presents great publicity for them, and as Virginia Tech loves Nirvana, we'd love to have her in our video.
Her? Wait, hold on. They think Nirvana is one single girl?
Who knows what this woman thinks, but it sounds to me like she probably sat down with a list of, I don't know, most popular bands on campus,
right.
most played artists on the college radio station or something like that, and she probably just put together a form letter and just fired it off to all the people to try to get as many artists as she could to return with a video, right? Great publicity for them as Virginia Tech loves Nirvana. We'd love to have her in our video. They would be one among artists including... So here's where we get an idea of what the, you know, who Nirvana is going to be up against in this video.
All right.
Big and Rich, the Yin Yang Twins.
Yeah.
The Cataracts, them I don't know. Slightly Stupid, and three famous NFL players.
Is that a band, three famous NFL players?
No, she literally means, how could Nirvana resist this opportunity to get in front of so many students, you guys? This is great for them.
Oh, are you stupid?
The letter continues. It would simply be, what's up, Virginia Tech? This is Nirvana. We just wanted to wish you guys a happy homecoming week and good luck at the game this Saturday. Let's go Hokies. Let me know if they would be interested in doing this. Also, iPhone videos are actually great quality if you prefer sending us an iPhone video to make it easier for you. Feel free to text too. Here's my number. Thank you. And I look forward to hearing from you soon. P.S. Please keep the mascot identity a secret.
Sure.
I guess she doesn't want her name out there. So Sub Pop gets the letter, and I'm sure they have a huge laugh and pass it around the office. And then they got some people from the office to record a video that they sent to them.
What's up, Virginia Tech? This is Nirvana. Just wanted to wish you guys a happy homecoming week, and good luck at the game this Saturday.
Let's go, Hokies!
And they got a very happy letter back from the woman who's so delighted and
thrilled
to include in their video presentation.
Wow.
How do you live on the planet Earth and go to college and not know about Kurt Cobain?
Well,
that's pretty stunning.
It is stunning, but she could have been born in 90, right?
Right, but has Nirvana ever been off the radio? Has Kurt Cobain been forgotten? Is he not constantly referenced everywhere as one of the most popular rock stars of the last 25 years?
I don't get it. I mean, I would imagine 99% of the people are aware, but I'm sure there are some that don't pay attention to that kind of music. But that's funny.
It is awesome, isn't it? I love that Sub Pop actually sent her a video back. I assume at some point somebody has come up to her and said, yeah, Nirvana's not really a girl, and they're not really still together. These people in the video are not them. So you've really embarrassed our school. But she so far has remained anonymous. So
I think we should get a karaoke bed of Nirvana and have Lisa sing over it. They think it's a she, right?
Right.
She can sing the lyrics.
I can sing, as we know.
Well, she's better at rapping, but yeah, sure. She can sing also.
Can't do everything.
Good times.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What is wrong with you? You're a f***ing weirdo.
I don't think I've proven that yet today. Give me some time.
All right.
Beer Mug's red carpet interviews for the to-do list.
That's what I'm talking about.
We also have Katherine Reitman talking about VH1's Miss You Much, which is a show where they catch up with your favorite stars from the 90s like Kurt Cobain and find out what they're doing now.
That's going to be an interesting episode.
You had lyrics tattooed on your body. 30 Seconds to Mars is looking for people to tattoo the lyrics of a certain song on their body and then put them in a video. And that occurred to us that probably happens with a lot of music fans.
Totally.
You love a certain lyric from a certain song, so you get that tattooed. So we'll take your calls in the 7 o'clock hour.
I think lyrics have got to be up there on the go-to list for a lot of people when they start thinking about tattoos.
That and for some reason, any foreign language.
I think
people just think it looks cool.
Yeah.
We also have Michael B. Jordan on the show today talking about
I love him so much.
Fruitvale Station, which looks awesome.
Yeah, it does.
Such a great actor.
He really is. And we have the Movie Beat, as it is Friday. We'll give you a chance to check out all the movies that are going to be in the theaters. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. That's next.
I'm guessing when we talk to Adam Kroll in about 10 minutes, he's going to be upset about some things. What do you guys think?
Sure.
I bet he's going to have some stuff on his mind, things that are happening in his life that are bugging him.
I don't like air. Give me some money.
That's right. That's basically him, yeah. Anyway, Corolla, This Week in Rage, next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Movie Beat next half hour, too. First, though, Rob's got the Showbiz Beat for a Friday.
Sad news. One of the most legendary sex researchers of all time, Virginia Johnson, has passed away. She was half of the husband-and-wife sex research team of Masters and Johnson. You probably heard about them. Their two books, Human Sexual Response and Human Sexual Inadequacy, in 1966 and 70, respectively, were legendary amongst the burgeoning field of sexual studies, which no one had really taken seriously.
And controversial and scandalous.
Yeah. In fact, Showtime is producing a TV series about Masters and Johnson this fall. Michael Sheen will star as Masters, and Lizzie Kaplan will star as Virginia Johnson. Debut September the 29th, and Showtime killed Virginia Johnson to get the press. So
I don't think that's true.
Is that really true?
That's cold-blooded, I think.
That's not factual.
Cold-blooded. Virginia was 88 years old today. Not today, but when she passed. Good news! Toni Braxton is single.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is.
Is she still? I haven't seen her lately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her divorce is final after 12 years of marriage to her husband, Kerry Lewis. Their split is amicable, they say. Of course, they'll stay the best of friends. And they'll both be actively involved in raising their two sons, 10-year-old Diesel and 11-year-old Denim.
Diesel and Denim?
That's right.
Wow. Haven't they done enough damage to those children already?
These are the names of Diesel and Denim.
Wow.
Denim and Diesel.
Why would you name your kid Denim?
You really like jeans.
Right, but how much can you like jeans?
Well, enough to name your child after them. Hugh Jackman. You guys talked to him yesterday regarding his new movie, The Wolverine. He tells the British tabloid The London Sun that, yes, he has worn his signature costume in bed with his wife, Deborah Lee Furness.
All right.
God bless him.
Why would you wear that costume in bed with your wife? First of all, you're going to poke her right in the ovary. If you wear the whole costume. I'm just saying,
it's
giant 3-foot-long claws, Lisa.
Maybe left.
How useful is that in bed? And then you're just head to toe zipped up and buckled in to basically leather. You can't even get anything useful out of that costume.
I'm guessing they only started that way. I don't think so.
I think he does it the whole way. And then he regenerates, and then he's ready again in like 10 seconds. But it's too late because she's been skewered with giant adamantium claws.
It does seem dangerous.
American Idol producers are facing a big racism lawsuit from 10 black former contestants. TMZ.com says the contestants, all from various seasons, are claiming they were booted from the show thanks to various racist methods American Idol was using.
Sure.
Including special questions on the preliminary background check just to weed them out, including such horrible questions as, have you ever been arrested?
Really?
How dare they?
Which they ask everybody.
For them to say that question is racist, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Are you assuming that only black people get arrested, black people? Why would you even say that? Lots of people get arrested of all colors, creeds, and kinds.
And there are a lot more white people that have been kicked off American Idol than black.
Well, they would say because there have been more white people allowed on American Idol than are black.
Doesn't it seem, it does to me, Ralph, that in the years that I watched American Idol, that it was the least racist show on TV in terms of it being a competition based purely on talent getting a song over.
And it always seemed like there were people of color making it late into the final rounds, Hispanics and African Americans and all kinds of people.
I can think of quite a few of them just off the top of my head.
Rednecks? Plenty of rednecks, too.
Sure. Yep.
Reuben Stutter.
He won it, yeah.
Manager for the Partridge Family, of course. He made it to the end.
Oh, shit, here we go. It's on.
Race war! Race war's on, everybody! It's going down! It's going down! Race war. Come on.
It's not race war at all. All these folks want is a mere $25 million, so...
$25 million?
That's all. Just write them a check. Send them on their way. Today's celebrity birthdays, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones celebrates his 70th birthday today.
Wow.
Mick is 70.
And he's still on stage.
Still rocking.
Is he?
It.
Yeah. Or are they done? Yeah.
Well, they just finished this tour, and they say this may be the end, but
sure.
We've heard that before from many acts, haven't we?
And I saw him, you know, 2 weekends ago, and I couldn't last one, maybe two songs in the outside for what the 70-year-old man does up there on stage every night for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You're flimsy.
At any point did Mick Jagger say,
"This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call." And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
They don't say this is it. They just say, "We don't have anything planned, but you never know."
Yeah.
They
say,
"See ya." Keep the door open.
And then they come back, and then they make another $1 billion.
70.
Actress Helen Mirren is 68 years old today. A lot of very productive older folks.
Do not give her a bell.
She's hot.
She's a beautiful woman.
She used to be hot.
Beautiful woman.
I like her.
Did you see her in that bikini in that picture? Like last year that came out with her climbing up the boat in that bikini?
Not hot.
Just a ridiculous body.
Not hot.
How about Roger Taylor, the drummer of Queen? Is he hot?
Super.
He's 64 years old today. Actor Kevin Spacey's 54. Sandra Bullock, 49. Jim Lindbergh, singer of Pennywise, is 48 years old. Actor Jeremy Piven. The Piv. He's got that new show, Mr. Selfridge, on PBS. It's doing very well for him. They just renewed that for a second season. 48 years old.
Lisa and I watched that.
Yep. On the Lisa Network.
That was girl talk just for a second.
What? Lisa and I watched that. Kate Beckinsale's 40 years old today.
Come on now.
Kevin and I like her.
That's what I'm talking about.
Singer Taylor Momsen, she's 20 years old today. And my buddy Chris Harrison of The Bachelor, he's here for all the right reasons. He's on a journey. And it's the most exciting birthday ever.
Sure.
Coming up right after this commercial break. Chris Harrison of The Bachelor is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's Friday morning. Ralph Garman is here. It's time for The Movie Break.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
Take a moment and just consider Woody Allen. Okay? Someone who for years writes and directs a feature film each and every year.
Which sounds crazy because most movies from the beginning of the writing to the end is like 3 years?
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Writes, directs, and releases a movie each and every year. It is a remarkable output. And it is to varying degrees of success in terms of how great it is. But invariably, they're always like there's a baseline of like really good. And then sometimes you get great stuff. But I'm so impressed by what a turnout that he's been able to create.
Is there ever a clunker just because he's...
Occasionally there's one that just sort of misses and falls flat.
Trying too much?
But even his worst film is watchable, and his best films are remarkable.
Right.
And he's been doing this, he's been keeping up this pace for how long? 40 years, Ralph?
Yeah, about that. Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
And if you're anyone who's ever tried writing anything, a book or a play or a screenplay or anything like that, you know how incredibly difficult that can be.
Yeah.
And he knocks one out every year.
It seems easy till you try it, and then you go, okay.
The reason I bring that up is because he has a new movie coming out today called Blue Jasmine, and from what I've seen from the trailer and from other clips, it looks wildly entertaining. Cate Blanchett plays a young woman who gets bilked, basically, by her husband, played by Alec Baldwin. He fools her emotionally and financially, and when she's flat broke, she has to move in with her sister in San Francisco, who's sort of leading a very lower middle class, blue collar life. And it looks very funny. Bobby Cannavale also stars in there. Andrew Dice Clay is in this film.
What a weird casting.
He's always very open about who he will consider for certain roles. And if you're looking for a blue collar guy, Dice Man, right? Here's some scenes from the trailer of Blue Jasmine.
Thought you were tapped out.
I'm dead broke. Really, I mean, the government took everything.
All I can say is you look great.
Oh, now who's lying?
When your sister had all that money, she wanted nothing to do with you. Now that she's broke, all of a sudden she's moving in.
She doesn't care about you. She's a phony.
Can you please not fight in here?
Don't think I can take it. For some reason, my Xanax isn't kicking in.
My Xanax isn't kicking in. Yeah.
Let me know how that is.
Oh, come on, Kevin.
Doesn't sound good.
What sounds bad about it?
Just not interesting.
This is not loud. I did not hear one gunshot explosion.
It is
whole
loud, that's true.
Clip replied.
His movies are pretty talky, probably, for Kevin. Yeah,
but I saw the Paris one.
Midnight in Paris?
With my wife. She took me to it, and I liked that a lot.
Super good,
brilliant
film.
Yeah,
but not this one.
To-do list opens up this weekend. Director Maggie Carey brings us a sexual coming-of-age story, this time from a female point of view, which you don't see nearly enough of. It used to be for a long time there. John Hughes had sort of cornered the market in the 80s, where you'd see this a lot about women having their first sexual experiences and coming of age and their first relationships, with whether it's Molly Ringwald in Pretty in Pink or even Fast Times at Ridgemont High was another film that dealt with women sort of losing their virginity. This looks very funny. Aubrey Plaza stars in this film. Great supporting cast. Bill Hader and Adam Sandberg is in it. And just looks very, very funny. In this film, in this scene, rather, Aubrey asks her mom, Connie Britton, when she lost her virginity. Co-stars Rachel Bilson and Clark Gregg are also in this scene.
Mom, when exactly did you lose your virginity?
On our wedding night. Pass the potatoes, please.
George.
The potatoes, Jean, please.
Oh, honestly.
Thank you.
Way to go, dumbass. Front door, Amber. Shut the back door, Randy.
Not the back door. Not the back door.
What?
There's doors we don't do. The back door's one of them.
Clark Gregg's so good. This movie looks very, very funny, and looking forward to seeing it. Great picks this weekend, because our third film is The Wolverine.
Come on.
And this is something Kevin go to, because it's loud.
It's loud.
And it's not absurd or stupid. And there's a lot of fighting and yelling and stuff. It's going to be very, very entertaining for Kevin, and I think for the rest of us as well. Wolverine is summoned to Japan by an old acquaintance, and there he becomes embroiled in a conflict that forces him not only to confront his enemies, but his own demons and his own immortality. And just a cool concept for this character, which has been one of the most beloved characters in comic books for years now. Here are some clips from the trailer of The Wolverine.
I've been trying to find the Wolverine for over a year.
It's not who I am anymore.
My employer wants to say thank you for saving his life all those years ago.
I wanted to offer you something no one else can. A gift. You have struggled long enough. I can end your eternity. What they did to me. What I am. Can't be undone. Don't be so sure.
The Wolverine.
Ah! By all counts, a lot of critics saying the best comic book movie of the summer. And this summer has had 48 comic book movies in
it.
So that's some significant praise.
What a delightful weekend, Ralph.
It is. Nothing bad. As far as I can see, nothing bad this weekend.
There's bad leftover from last weekend.
Sure. Oh, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of crap in theaters, but the new movies this weekend, they actually look very entertaining. Also want to give you a quick heads up, if you haven't seen it yet, The Way, Way Back expands wider release this weekend
That's
as well,
good.
So you'll have a better chance of finding that film as well. A little extra.
It's a good family film.
Movie beat.
Not in a negative way, but it's a good family film.
All right. How would it be negative? It was, you said
well,
it's
sometimes
a good family film.
If you hear family film, you go,
I don't like my family.
No.
You say? Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't have any edges. It's not a good movie. It's just for kids. Blah, blah, blah.
I got you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Ralph was talking about all the great movies opening up this week. And don't forget, Fruitvale Station is also available in theaters, too. We'll be talking to the star of that film, Michael B. Jordan, coming up next hour, right here on the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ. Very much looking forward to him. I like him.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have named their son George Alexander Louis.
Yes.
Yay.
And I know you love the royal family. You love all things about the royal baby. You've been glued to the coverage. I
just
know, Kevin.
Dumb beyond words. Dumb. You know why? I can sum it up for you. Prince Charles is a dick. And he's next in line.
Right.
That's it.
Well, she may never die.
How many other people would rule better than, and not rule, but they're figureheads, but would be better at that job than Prince Charles?
Look, here's the thing.
The answer, all people in Britain.
We're not going to debate the monarchy here, okay? The people of England could get rid of the monarchy anytime they want, and they don't, because they like it. They want it. So let them have it. It makes them happy.
All right.
You don't have to live under the Queen. Those people choose to.
All right.
So Prince George has got to be, what, like a week old, maybe? Something like that. And I just wonder if this little kid, I mean, of course, he has no idea what's awaiting him. Like the $1 billion he's already worth, for instance.
Really? He's worth that much?
But, well, that's what he stands to inherit when all the old people die and leave it to him.
So he's third in line for the throne?
Yes, he is third in line for the throne.
So it goes old hag, and then it goes Dick, Prince Charles, right?
Yeah.
And now then, baby.
William.
William
first, the baby's father, and then King George.
Oh,
exactly.
I see. All right.
Yes. So we wanted to find out what this little kid's life is like, because the spotlight, Kevin, you were saying during the song, imagine the pressure just having a regular baby and having everybody tell you how to raise it.
Yeah.
Imagine the pressure, everything you do with little Prince George, somebody's going to be saying, hey, that's not the way to treat the future king, right?
Gets a little bump on his head, they throw his parents in jail.
Exactly. So we asked producer Dave, hey, who could you light up? And sure enough, you got Prince George himself, who joins us, I believe, from Kensington Palace.
Oh,
is this Prince!
Bad time.
Hello?
You okay?
Hello?
You okay, George?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Are you okay, Prince?
George, did you just call me George?
Uh-oh. You okay, Your Royal Highness?
Your Royal Highness, Prince George of Cambridge, if you would please.
We have to say all that every time we say your name?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Wow, you're a dick too.
I'll throw you into irons. How about that?
Well, you can't do that because we don't live in Britain.
Well, I know somebody in America who must be British.
and you're just a baby. Nobody's taking orders from you, Prince or Royal Highness,
hey,
Prince
blah,
George
blah,
of
blah,
Cambridge,
blah,
whatever.
Blah, blah, blah. Why don't you learn how to speak?
Well, I apologize. I didn't mean to screw up your name.
Apology not accepted.
Wow, a week-year-old is slapping us down.
Next, moving on. What do you have? You're wasting my precious time. There are breasts to be suckling.
Have you ever been referred to as a week-year-old before? Or is that new in this call?
First for that ever. Yes.
By the way, I don't want to get creepy here, but your mom, pretty hot. That's a pretty good deal, that whole breast
deal,
right?
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Lord.
I'm just saying.
How do you get creepy that fast?
Look at Kate Middleton, really.
I'm only a week year old, and yet I still know that is wildly inappropriate.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to say anything disparaging about your mother. She seems like a lovely, lovely lady.
She is a wonderful woman, both inside and out, because I can tell you I have been both inside and out.
Yeah, yes, true. Recently, in fact. So what do you think? What's the deal here? Are you excited to the family you're born into? I mean, are you looking forward to taking over, running the country in a mere 50 to 60 years?
I hope they all die very, very soon.
You know, you could speed that along.
How's that?
Well, you know, take a couple of them out. You move right up.
How would I do that?
You'd move, I don't know, you kill them, but then you move poison. You know, you move right up in the ranking.
I'm only a week year old. How am I supposed to poison you? I mean,
so
you have
servants?
I'm a genius, don't get me wrong, but my mobility is rather limited.
Right, but don't you have servants?
I do have
some. Slaves or however?
I can't very well go around saying, oh, go poison my family. Now can I?
Right.
All right.
So you
That's
want
the
him
kind
to...
of work that has to be done by oneself.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So you want him to kill the queen, his great-grandmother, for starters, and then just work his way down the line so that he's running things by the time he's literally a year old.
Well, that seems like the only way for him to speed the process up. That's all I'm saying. If you're fine with 50 or 60 years, then more power to you.
No, I'm not fine with
You're not
50
fine with
60
it. Right.
Years. I'm ready now, more.
You're
less.
Not ready now.
You're... Soft is the head that wears the crown. That's what I like to say.
That's the same. Well, you do sound pretty smart for a little baby. He's only a few days old, I have to be honest.
I am very, very smart, and I'm very ready to take over and lead England back to where she belongs, at the top of the food chain when it comes to... some magnificent superpowers.
Right.
First thing we do is get you colonials back.
You're gonna take America back?
That's right. We're going to move in there and take that country right back because I simply love that honey boo boo.
How about if we just send?
I want her to be a royal subject.
How about if we just send you honey boo boo?
Deal.
You can have her. Okay. Good.
All right. Yeah, done.
Done.
All right. Good. So you've already accomplished something as a week year old.
Yes, I've imported honey boo boo.
Okay.
And as a show of good faith, I will send you someone as well.
Oh, who do we get?
Who do you want?
Ricky Gervais?
No, he's too good.
Oh.
gosh, what Brit do we want?
Can
we
have Russell Brand? Would you like Russell Brand?
No.
Russell Brand.
No,
Russell Brand.
That's not a fair trade.
You can have Russell Brand and all of his scarves and all of his odors.
You can keep Russell Brand. You know what? This is just a gift. We'll just give you Honey Boo Boo. We don't need anything in exchange.
If you don't take Russell Brand, the whole deal's off.
Oh, wow. That's tough.
It's almost worth it.
All right, all right, okay. All right. Well, it's done.
Right, you win. Time for the Showbiz Beat now. Here's Ralph Garman.
Apparently no truth to the rumor that we heard yesterday that Ryan Gosling was going to be starring in the upcoming Episode 7 of Star Wars. The Latino Review claimed that Ryan was meeting with J.J. Abrams and Lucasfilm to discuss a role in the sequel, reportedly as Luke Skywalker's son. However, the story has been denied by Ryan Gosling's representatives, which doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll have to wait and see. This is the thing. The only problem about this film and the new Superman versus Batman film is that casting speculation is going to run rampant
sure.
for the next 2 years. It's all we're going to hear. Oh, this person's going to be... They said Leonardo DiCaprio was going to be in the new Star Wars film.
They said Zac Efron was going to be in the
that's
new
That's another Star Wars. Name that's been bandied
Come
about.
On.
So take it all with a grain of salt, people. But according to Ryan's people, he is not going to participate in Star Wars.
Can I name drop just for a second?
Of course you can.
Can I Pat O'Brien it just for a second?
I don't think so, Kevin, but if you think you can do it, then
I was
go
at
ahead.
Jimmy Kimmel's wedding. I was talking to J.J. Abrams. That's it. Those are the names.
Yes.
And I said, hey, what are you doing after the wedding? He said, going back to finish writing Star Wars. And I just had nothing to say.
Because what are you doing?
Like, I was out. Where do you start? Where do you end? In what situation is that sentence being used?
Do me a favor, make it loud.
That's all Kevin said to JJ.
I really didn't say anything. I was like, good luck.
Make a very loud
I didn't know what
good.
To say.
Not much pressure there when you sit down the old word processor.
Right.
More movie news. Elijah Wood's latest film, Maniac. We talked to him about that film. That's been banned in New Zealand.
All right.
The New Zealand government will not allow it to be shown in New Zealand.
Too scary?
Yeah. Too violent, creepy, what have you.
Love it.
In a related story, Universal's Despicable Me 2 has been banned in China.
Because?
I guess too many little yellow creatures in the movie.
That's weird.
Yeah. Despicable Me was not released in China either. I don't know what they have against... Steve Carell. They just hate Steve Carell.
Is it Steve Carell?
That's what it is, yeah. Lady Gaga, it has been announced, will perform in the 2013 MTV Video Music Awards.
Ooh.
Well, it's kind of big news because she's been off the radar since she had to cancel her tour to get her hip fixed. Remember, she had to have that surgery. So this will be the first time she performs. And she's set to premiere her new single on the August 25th live telecast. She hasn't revealed the name of the song, but it'll be released on August the 19th. Give everyone a chance to listen to it. And then she'll be doing it live on stage for the VMAs.
What's your level of interest, guys, in Lady Gaga music?
I think she's an entertaining performer. It's not my kind of music, but I think she does
good
it
at
well.
What she does, yeah.
I think she does
and
it well.
I don't care.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones is 70 years old today. Actress Helen Mirren turns 68. Drummer Roger Taylor of Queen is 64. Kevin Spacey turns 54 today.
Bell for Helen Mirren.
Sandra Bullock is 49 years old. Jim Lindbergh of Pennywise turns 48. Jeremy Piven, also 48 today. Kate Beckinsale turns 40 today. Taylor Momsen is 20 years old. And host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and let's not forget Bachelor Pad, our buddy Chris Harrison celebrates his 42nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
It's Friday, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank God. That's such great news. Hey, you're running out of time to get the brand new K-Rock sticker. It's pretty awesome, and it's free, and it's available at all Southern California Hot Topic locations. You put it on the back of your car, you fill out the back and mail it in, or you can go to krock.com, put the same information in online, and register to win a private performance with the band Linkin Park for you and 10 friends, plus a $500 Hot Topic gift card. Get a lot of Wiz Khalifa t-shirts for that. Beer Bug, you're going to be in location once again today, this time at Rancho Cucamonga at the Victoria Gardens. What goes on when people come down to see you for these things from 1 to 3?
It's pure debauchery. They're there to see me, of course, and they just want free stuff. But that's what we'll have. So we'll have 311 tickets, Rancid, Uproar Festival, Epicenter tickets.
I've got a sticker for anybody that buys me a burrito.
I bet you're right.
Trade.
I bet Muggs is just trying to get free food out of the deal. And I wonder, I mean, I know you're going where the Hot Topic locations are, but you always scope out the food court before you get in there, right?
That's the first thing I do when I get into the mall, Bean.
Yeah. Rancho Cucamonga at the Victoria Gardens. That's going to be with our own beer mug with lots of great prizes, plus the new K-Rock sticker from 1 till 3 this afternoon. Details at KRock.com.
The cool thing about Lincoln Park, too, is that they're not the guys that are going to just have their security clear everybody away and walk in and perform and then walk out.
True.
They're really good guys and they'll hang out and talk with you probably. Yeah. I mean, I can't promise, but that's the kind of guys they are.
They seem to love meeting fans.
Yeah, they do. Unless you're a dick. All right, let's talk about 30 Seconds to Mars and tattoos. You could be in the new 30 Seconds to Mars video for their song Do or Die. All you have to do is tattoo some of the lyrics to that song on your body.
That's now, it? That's easy.
That's all.
How long do I have?
That seems like a lot to ask.
Monday, July 29th is the answer to your question.
Monday, July 29th.
Yeah, I agree.
That's this Monday.
Wow, I got to go fast.
I mean, look, I know 30 Seconds to Mars has a very tight relationship with their fans. They're all about the echelon, as they call it. And they have featured a lot of fans on their records. They brought in people to sing background on their albums. They've had tons of fans. They've made lots of videos, you know, the fans are in the video from concerts and whatnot. But this, I mean, I know this is rubbing some people the wrong way, but I guess you don't have to do it. It's not mandatory. If you love 30 Seconds to Mars enough to do it, I guess it's okay if that's what you want to do, right?
I would guess anybody that does this already loves the band.
Sure.
And would love to have it. You know
what I
mean?
You don't think someone will, like in a year though, will go, wow, I guess that song's okay, but it's a tattoo. I'm stuck with it.
I don't know.
Was it worth it just to try to be in a video? There's no guarantee you're even going to get in the video.
Here are some of the lyrics. I don't want to live a lie that I believe. That's one tattoo.
Right.
Another tattoo can be under the banner of heaven. We dream out loud. Another one is I will never forget the moment, the moment. And I have all three of those on my penis tattooed. So I don't know if that'll work, if they can use that or not. But it did get us to thinking that people get so attached to musicians and music. It means so much to their lives that a lot of people have lyrics tattooed.
I would have, and we should have asked one of our tattoo friends who works in this business, but I would bet that song lyrics have got to be in one of the top, you know, two or three categories of things that people choose, because you're absolutely right. People become so invested in their musicians, so invested in their songs, songs that they say really speak to them. That represents my point of view, or that represents that's my favorite song with my friends or with my wife or husband, and represents a feeling I'll never forget of where I am in my life right now. And that's why I want to put it on my body. But what we have found out is, and look at your record collection, scroll through your iTunes and see when the last time was you played I'm Too Sexy. I mean, something that seems awesome at the time.
I have I'm Too Sexy for my shirt on my chest.
Something that seems incredibly awesome at the time that you love so much and you'll never, ever, ever get over. 5 years down the road, you can't even believe you were into it. That is what happens with a lot of songs, though.
But there are some, I don't want to live a lie that I believe.
Yeah, like, I think those would be fine forever.
Right, like you wouldn't maybe even tie it into a song 10 years from now, but it would still make sense.
Right.
Sort of.
Yeah. I agree. I think lyrics in some ways could be safer than a lot of things people choose.
Well, we want to hear from you.
I was going to clean my room, but then I got high. Got on my right arm.
We want to hear from Kevin and Bean listeners, and I know we have a lot of you who have song lyrics tattooed on your body somewhere. We want to hear what those lyrics were and how they have held up for you. We want to hear if it's something that you got because you believed in it at the time and it still is true today and you wear that tattoo proudly. Or maybe if you went the other direction and maybe Hanson's not your thing so much anymore.
Yeah. You had to take off, I did it all for the nookie. You had to go to the laser man and say, come on, get that off.
So 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free telephone number. I'm being told that Oso, who you remember, Kevin,
sure,
former promotions person at K-Rock,
sure,
had lyrics to Swing Life Away by Rise Against on the back of his head. Still loves it. Still his favorite song. Still is one of his favorite bands. No regrets.
Back of his head was the only place available for that tattoo.
But we'll find out what our Kevin and Bean listeners have gotten tattooed. Again, the toll-free number, 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your story, and we'll talk to you coming up right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Actor Michael B. Jordan joins us in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He of the new movie Fruitvale Station. We'll talk to him. Also, Katherine Reitman is going to be here in the 8 o'clock hour. She's on a pretty funny VH1 show where they catch up with all your favorite 90s stars. Maybe 90 stars that you love so much that you had their song lyrics tattooed on your body. And that's what we're talking about right now as we take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. How have those lyrics held up? Who do we want to talk to first?
Let's start with Richard. Hello, Richard.
Yes.
You're drunk, of course, as most stories start.
Yes, my 21st birthday, we went out to party, got super drunk, woke up with, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
That's a good tattoo.
Where did you get that tattooed on your body, Richard?
Let's say it's on my cheek. That's not on my face.
Okay. Oh, man.
And could you be more specific?
Did you guys, was it you, was it just you or you and a bunch of friends?
Well, me and a bunch of friends were there, but I'm the only one that got tattooed.
I would guarantee, here's the thing, I guarantee you were all drunk, and they all said, yeah, we're all going to do it.
you go first.
For some reason, I was the drunk one.
You go first, and then you went, and they were like, ha-ha.
Now, is that still funny to you? Because I think I would find that hilarious. I might have been embarrassed a month after, but like by the time it got to be a year after, I would be fine with it, and I would still think it's hilarious today.
That's awesome.
No, I think it's funny, but my wife doesn't. She didn't find out until the day of our wedding.
Ah! And was she happy to see that?
No, not really.
How big is your wife's butt, if you don't mind my asking?
Average size.
Because tiny, that would be funny as hell.
Yeah, that would hurt her. That would hurt her deep. Yeah. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to line three. I'm always interested in kind of the baby bands, the lesser known songs and bands, but they still connect with somebody so much they decide to get them tattooed. And I think that's your story, right, Freddie?
Yes, I got tattooed "Heart Means Everything" across my chest from my favorite band called A Day to Remember.
Heart means everything.
Heart means everything.
Is that the kind of tattoo, though, that you have to, it's not recognizable to most people, you have to explain the history of it every time somebody asks you about it, right?
True, true, but I don't mind telling them because it brings back those good memories and it just makes me feel all happy and just support my band and I feel proud of having this on my chest.
Even if people see it and aren't aware of the band, it's fine.
Yeah, it stands alone.
Yeah, like it's really big. It looks really nice across my chest, and I'm just so proud. And from years from now, I'm still going to love this tattoo, and I don't care what anybody thinks.
All right, take it easy. We're not trying to talk you out of it.
Good for you, Freddie. Glad you're happy with it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jessica. Jessica's on line five here on the Kevin.
Not an intervention. We're not trying to get you to the laser removal guy.
We're not making you apologize.
Right.
Jessica, what tattoo did you get?
I got a Death Cab for Cutie lyric, and it's from Sarah Said, and it says, "Love is watching someone die."
Wow.
You're an upper.
Cheery, yeah.
I would see that and go, I gotta go anywhere else.
Yeah, people usually do. It sounds macabre, but actually what happened is my grandparents were terminally ill, and so I dropped everything, moved to Vegas, and helped take care of them, and that lyric totally... Mm-hmm. I totally identified with
Okay, so that reminds you of your grandparents.
I get that, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
And it sounds like that's the type of thing, I mean, even if, Death Cab for Cutie breaks up or you don't like him anymore, that's always going to be a particular place and time in your life, and you'll never regret that one.
Exactly, most definitely.
All right. Okay, thanks for the call.
Let's go to Liz on line two. Hi, Liz.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Liz.
What tattoo did you get? What lyrics?
I have a lyric from Over the Rainbow from The Wizard of Oz, and it's just Happy Little Boomer.
Way over the rainbow, way over.
Are those the words?
If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why can't I? Yes.
All right. That's a lot of tattoo right there. That's a lot of words.
It's small text, and it's a nice sized bluebird on my back.
All right. And what is it about Somewhere Over the Rainbow that moved you to do that?
Well, I mean, it's a movie that I guess most of us grow up with, and I love Judy Garland, and I love that it's about friendship and love. And I already decided that I want that played at my funeral as well.
Oh, wow. Good. You're a planner. I got to be honest. I don't have a song picked for my funeral.
All right. Thank you, Liz. Appreciate that.
Maybe Closer by Nine Inch Nails, but
if you're just joining us, we're talking about lyrics tattooed on your body. 30 Seconds to Mars is doing a new video for a song called Do or Die, and they're looking for their fans to get a tattoo of lyrics from that song.
Let's go to Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
Good
morning, everyone. I actually have Linkin Park tattoos. It says, "When life leaves us blind, love keeps us kind." And
when life
us blind.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Even apart from the band, that makes sense.
Have you ever met anyone from Linkin Park or showed them or told them about your tattoo?
I actually have met them, but I haven't showed them. I met them at a meet and greet. I flew to Vegas for the day just to go meet them.
Wow, fantastic.
So,
I wonder
yeah.
what that's like for a singer or songwriter to have their lyrics on somebody's body. I mean, that has to be the ultimate compliment, I would think.
Probably. And I know it's something that's really special to Chester because he dealt with addiction as well.
So yeah.
It was something that was special to me since I was sexually abused as a child. It's just always stuck with me ever since I first heard the song.
Fantastic. Thank you, Amanda.
This is a happy segment. Glad you called. Thank you. With the exception of my wife doesn't love my Sir Mix-a-Lot tattoo, every other person we talk to seems to have no regrets.
A couple of people on Twitter. Ed has F the police on his neck.
Oh, that's good.
That might come back.
I guess he gets pulled over.
That might come back to bite him. And Carrie has Van Halen's Cannonball on her arm.
Hmm.
So I think that's good.
Okay.
Remember the wrong lyrics that we had for Panama?
Yes.
Cannonball. It's not as funny if you have to explain.
Thanks a lot for tuning in here on a Friday morning. Catherine Reitman is going to be joining us from the new VH1 show, newish VH1 show called Miss You Much. That's coming up here in just a minute. Do we have our guest here?
I don't know, Dave.
Or do we have time to talk about the crazy lady in the lobby?
How far are we away, Dave? Okay, good.
He must be actually on the phone.
Maybe he's talking to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking to actor Michael B. Jordan here in just a second about the excellent new film that everybody's raving about called Fruitvale Station. Very excited to talk to Mike. I love him.
Oh, there he is. All right. I believe we have him now. Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Welcome back, sir. We talked to you last year for Chronicle, and you said you'd come back, and here you are. We appreciate the time.
See, a year later, I kept my word. It just took me a little time.
Well, as we gushed and raved about you last time we had you on, I mean, luckiest guy in show business maybe, but man, you're so talented. You've been on everything that we love, from The Wire to Friday Night Lights to Parenthood, and you just are terrific. And this Fruitvale Station, I mean, this is a lead role for you, and this is a big deal, carrying a movie like this. Man, there's a lot of pressure on you when you play a real dude in a real story, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, it definitely was. The responsibility I put on myself, you know, the pressure of the family, you know, not necessarily that they put on me, but just the assumption, you know, that not wanting to let anybody down.
Sure.
You know, one day his daughter's gonna have to watch this film, and just wanting to, you know, put Oscar in the realest light possible, not the best light, not the worst light, but the realest light possible, flaws and all, and really show this young man. You know, show the world who this young man was.
Tell the people who haven't heard about this movie what the story is.
Well, the story about it is it's a young man named Oscar Grant. He was murdered. He was handcuffed face down, shot in the back by the BART Transit Police on New Year's Day 2009. And the officer involved was he was convicted of 2 years involuntary manslaughter and only ended up serving 11 months. And the story is the last 24 hours of this young man's life. And, you know, and it's kind of like a day in the life of, you know, showing the relationships that he has with, you know, with his mom, his daughter, his girlfriend, his
right.
best friend, the people where his life really mattered. And that is, and showing people that his life mattered to somebody, you know, his daughter is no longer has a father. You know, that's permanent. That nobody can ever give her back her father, and that's important. People really need to know that his life had value.
Were there a lot of witnesses to the shooting? In other words, did you have a lot of material to draw from the trial to film that scene of how it went down? Most likely.
Say it one more time. Sorry.
I was just wondering if you had a lot of information to use in how to film that scene realistically to how it went down. And the reason I ask that question is, you know, obviously the parallels cannot be ignored with your movie coming out about the same time as the Trayvon Martin verdict. And part of the frustration for so many people watching that is there were no other eyewitnesses. There was Zimmerman's account and nobody else's because the other witness was dead. So we don't really know what happened that night. I was wondering, in the case of Oscar Grant, if there were lots of people around who saw the shooting.
Yeah, there were hundreds of train passengers that thank God that they had their cell phones on them and they recorded it with the cell phones. So they was definitely caught on tape. You know, it went viral. You know, I saw the video, you know, for the first time 4 years ago, and you know, and it just it was a shame. It was shocking that the guy only got 11 months in prison off of that. But, yeah, man, it was all the people were involved. The writer director, Ryan Coogler, did his research and really, he was able to chronicleize that day because there was so much, because it was so well documented by everybody, by all the parties involved.
It's such a different world now. Almost everything that goes on, there are cell phones out taking pictures and or video. Makes a big difference.
No, it does. It does. You know, you can't, this isn't the Stone Ages where, you know, you could just, you know, where a tree falls and nobody sees it, nobody hears it. You know, everybody can see and hear everything.
Right. This is the voice of actor Michael B. Jordan. We're talking about his new film in theaters now called Fruitvale Station. It's been in limited release and is now opening up wider. It won the Grand Jury Prize for Dramatic Feature and Audience Award for U.S. Dramatic Film at the 2013 Sundance Film Festival. It's been one that has been much anticipated. Hey, while we have you on the phone, Michael, let's ask you about a couple of other things that have been in the news lately that involve you. Tell me what your reaction was, and I think you know what they're probably both going to be. Tell me what your reaction was to the interview that Andrew Garfield did about, hey, what if Spider-Man were gay and what if his lover were Michael B. Jordan, because I love that guy and want to work with him.
You guys are not giving me no break. You're not giving me a break.
I mean, that's quite a compliment for him to say he's such a fan of yours that he wishes he could, you know, do a love scene with you in a Spider-Man movie. That must have just been such a surprise when you heard that.
I definitely was surprised at that. But no, Andrew's, I'm a big fan of Andrew's as well. Very talented young actor. Would love to work with him one day. And I think he was just joking. You know, he's a guy that doesn't take himself too seriously. He can joke around. He can, you know, kind of say some things he wants. And people, and everybody else just kind of runs with it. But, what to say?
I think the answer is yes, you would do a love scene with him.
Absolutely. You guys would be such a beautiful couple, Michael. Come on, don't run away from that.
Don't make me, man. Come on.
All right. And thing two is, you mentioned your director, Ryan Coogler, for this film, Fruitvale Station. He is talking about, and there's all over the press this week, about maybe doing another Rocky movie, a movie that involves Sylvester Stallone playing Rocky as a mentor to a character that you would play, who would be Apollo Creed's grandson. Is that for reals? And if so, is that something you would be interested in?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that's becoming real, more real, you know, as time goes on, you know, and if it were to, you know, pan out the way it was supposed to, yeah, definitely something I would love to be involved in. I love Rocky franchise. Working with Sylvester Stallone and Ryan Coogler again on a project would make me really happy, man. I would love to do that.
Before we let you go, are you done with TV? You're doing so well with the movies right now, especially after this Fruitvale Station. Do you think we'll see you on TV shows again?
Yeah, you'll see me on TV shows once again. I'll never say never, you know, but right now I'm focusing on film. Home is where the heart is, man. I grew up on television, you know, for the most part. So it's something that I would love to visit back, you know, when it's time appropriate.
Well, Fruitvale Station is the name of the movie. It has been in limited release, but it opens wide today, so you can find it pretty much everywhere. That's why it may not be on the list of new movies that open today, because it already did, but it does open wide, and you get a chance to see it, and it looks fantastic. And, Michael, we always appreciate the time you give to K-Rod.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, you guys.
You bet. Thank you.
Catherine Reitman is going to be in here next on the Kevin and Bean Show, telling us what happened to all of our favorite 90s TV music stars. That's a fun show she does, right, Ralph?
She does a great job with it, too, and it is fun because
they're not all in jail.
They're not all in jail.
Although some of them are crazy.
Yeah.
It is weird to see that the non-show business careers that they've gone on to get, though, the lucky ones, anyway, are still working, doing something, you know?
It's nice that they can find something they want to do other than be in front of the camera when no one will let them be in front of a camera anymore.
Fascinating show and a funny lady coming up next here on the Kevin Beach Show. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Friday.
And I haven't seen her in about 9 months, Catherine, either. You know, we're friends, and she's very pregnant.
Oh, is that right?
I think I have some splaining to do at home.
Are you thinking back, are you?
It might be yours. I don't know. We haven't run any tests or anything. I'm just saying. You know, the timing.
What's good that you would put that out there on the radio without running tests?
Well, I'm just saying. Could be.
Is the fetus smoking yet? That'll be a clue.
See what he did there.
Wearing a leather jacket?
Speaking of sex, Virginia Johnson, half of the legendary husband and wife sex research team, Masters and Johnson, has passed away. She was 88 years old today. For those of you who don't know Masters and Johnson, they made headlines in the 60s with their research into human sexuality, which really at that time was sort of an unexplored field. You had Kinsey. He did some work on it. And then Masters and Johnson. They did a lot of very controversial discoveries. Like they said, women also have orgasms and need to be satisfied by sex.
What?
Hacks.
No, that's, I think that's been proven to be true.
Okay. There's a lot of men who are like, huh?
Cuckoo,
what?
Cuckoo. All right, with your crazy theories, Masters and Johnson. Yeah, they're doing a TV series about these guys. Michael Sheen will play Masters, and Lizzie Kaplan will play Virginia Johnson. When they
saw that advertised on
Showtime.
Showtime?
Showtime, yeah. September the 29th it'll be on. So, sadly, Virginia
Move
won't
it
be
up.
Able to see it.
Again?
Oh, that one again?
Yeah.
Lube it up.
There we
lube
go.
It up.
I can quite hear that. You couldn't make
not
that
understand
out.
It.
Kevin Bacon. He's a cool, funny guy. Us Weekly Magazine does an interview with him where he talks about now anytime he goes to a wedding, he will go up to the DJ and slip them $20 to not play Footloose anytime during the reception.
I'll bet.
Because then everybody
smart
looks
man,
at him.
Smart man protecting himself. Yeah, because that song kicks in.
Oh.
You're waiting for him to start, you know, swinging from the rafters and doing that dance in the barn. Or where the hell he was.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
What it was.
Or this one.
No, that's
Niecy. Everybody say yeah.
Yeah. 95. BGC, I still love that song. From Niecy. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Right.
Not Bean's an asshole.
It's true. Yeah. That's true, kids.
You're right, kids. You take one thing away from today's show. Nick Cannon's having an even harder time being married to Mariah Carey than usual.
Well, she's certifiable.
Yes, and she also dislocated her shoulder during a recent video shoot. So now Nick has to do more things for her than he did before. And I got the sense he was pretty much a hired hand in that relationship anyway. Now, these days, he's been dialing her phone numbers, texting for her. She will dictate the
text.
Oh,
my God. She probably texts all day, too.
I'm sure she does.
Wow.
He's been raising their twin toddlers because, as he put it, mommy has a boo-boo. That's what he had to tell the kids.
Yeah. That isn't good for you.
Mariah dislocated her shoulder, apparently patting herself on the back.
He seems, he's got to be miserable in that relationship. When I see him say things like he, in a recent interview, said he masturbates to Mariah Carey music videos.
Yeah.
I thought he's probably not even allowed to look at another woman. It's one of those deals.
No.
I bet.
I wonder if the weight of Mariah's arm just pulled it out of its socket. You think she's put on some pounds lately. Remember, your arm's just too heavy to box with God. James McAvoy is going to be starring as Dr. Frankenstein in a brand new imagining of the classic monster movie. I can see that. He's an intense dude.
Sure.
Daniel Radcliffe will star as Igor, his assistant.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
Now, this is a different movie than the one that Yvonne Strahovski talked to us about, her Frankenstein movie that's getting ready to come out. They're making another one even beyond that.
I believe it is.
Really?
Wow.
Hers is called I, Frankenstein.
Right, and that's the one with good-looking guy, Harvey Dent from Batman.
Yeah,
and,
Aaron
Eckhart will play the monster. Kevin celebrating. He came up with a name.
Back to you.
Doing a victory lap. He's wrapped himself up in his headphone cord.
Well, I came up with a name.
Aaron Eckhart will be playing the monster in that. Yeah, I think this is a different one still.
Wow. And then there was the De Niro one a few years ago, too.
Yeah.
I keep going back to
Kevin
that story.
Kenneth Branagh. The monster in the James McAvoy version, reportedly, this hasn't been confirmed yet, Khloe Kardashian.
Good casting. No makeup necessary.
I'll have to shave her first. And Melissa McCarthy's having a nice year. She had a lot of success, of course, with Bridesmaids initially. The Heat, one of the biggest money-making comedies of the year so far.
She was so funny.
She has just announced that she is teaming up yet again with director Paul Feig to do a movie called Susan Cooper, in which she will play a female James Bond-type spy character.
Love it.
A sexy, sophisticated secret agent type. But see, she's also very large. That's
right.
Funny. And Taylor Swift is a... Tadoff Switler, daughter of Satan, is a horrible, horrible human being. And you know how I can tell? Because now she's doing nice stuff. Try to suck us in. Yeah, that's how they said.
Can't she just be a nice person to do nice stuff?
Satan would set you up.
She's
Satan would
it.
Pretend to be nice, and then just when you're all liking him, oh, hi, Satan, nice to meet you, boom, That's when he drops the brimstone on you, bitches.
That's enough.
She was in my favorite city in the world, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, eating at one of my favorite restaurants in the world, Ralph's Italian Restaurant in South Philly. Oh, man, I love that place.
It's named after you.
It is, but it's not me, per se. She was there having dinner with her two opening acts and the rest of her crew. The bill came to $800 for her and her entourage. Taylor paid the bill and left a tip of $500.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Over 50%.
Nice.
Doesn't make up for it.
It's just how Satan would want you to feel.
Make up for being the devil, but...
Oh, she's nice then. Next thing you know, pea soup all over you. Then she popped by Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania for a visit where she met with some of the kids.
Cursed them all to damnation.
That's right. Drew 666 on the back of all their heads. It's all for you, Damien. One of the nurses plunged out of a window.
Are you embellishing the story at all?
Nope, that's what happened.
That's what happened?
Yep. It's the real story.
Taylor Swift had a comment, apparently.
See, Tadoff knows. Today's celebrity birthday is Taylor Momsen. She is 20 years old today. She's crazy, right? Right?
Yes.
She's nuts.
Absolutely. She is, yeah.
Yeah. Kate Beckinsale is 40 years old today.
She's not nuts.
No, she is not. Jeremy Piven's 48. As is Jim Lindbergh of Pennywise. Sandra Bullock, we were just talking about the Heat. 49 years old.
You see that new trailer for Gravity this week, Ralph?
I have not seen it yet, no.
Oh, yeah, my God, does that look great.
First of all, she's an astronaut.
Sure.
I can't get past that part. Oh, then it looks
women
good.
Women can't be astronauts?
No, no.
There are lots of women astronauts. Why can't she?
She just doesn't strike me as an astronaut.
Why not?
Just saying.
Defend your position.
I don't. I can never defend my position.
You just can't just see not her buying being it. An astronaut.
I'm not buying it. She's not
she seems smart and about the right age to be an astronaut.
Yeah. Why can't she be an astronaut?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even understand. Like, usually I can like hang my hat on some sort of twisted logic.
Like Rachel Bilson can't position. Be a doctor. We all agree on that on her little BS TV show.
Like,
that's
Denise
not
Richards
happening.
Can't be a nuclear physicist
right, it's
in,
same
in the James
thing.
Bond movie. But why can't Sandra Bullock be an astronaut?
I just didn't buy it.
But you have to have a reason why you didn't buy it.
I don't.
You just think she's too attractive?
Maybe. I don't know. It just strikes me wrong. What do you want from me?
I want you to be able to talk.
We all want that.
Kevin Spacey's 54 years old. Roger Taylor, drummer of Queen, is 64. Helen Mirren, 68. Mick Jagger of the legendary Rolling Stones is 70. And
I can't buy her being 68. There's no reason she should be 68. That doesn't make sense.
She doesn't get a bell though.
Stupid and absurd 68 bell.
I don't know why she just can't be it. I don't have having be go. And her Chris Harrison, the host of the best TV show in the world, The Bachelorette.
Take it easy.
He's 42 years old today. I'm Team Brooks, and I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Ralph, I think you're right, man. I think you got some explaining to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, even the way she's looking at you makes it look like it's true.
She brought a lawyer, too. That's what really
gets that's weird.
And some paperwork that they made you handle without looking at it? I don't know.
Swabbing the inside of my cheek?
The show is called Miss You Much. It's on VH1. We are excited to welcome to the Kevin and Bean Studios, Catherine Reitman. Joins us here.
Hi, guys.
Please don't pop while we're on the air.
I don't think it's called popping.
No, I think popping is when the belly arrives. Yes. But you guys, I have to thank you because you're making a dream come true for me today. I've always wanted to give birth on K-Rock.
Wow.
So. Anyone got any spicy food?
I was telling you off the air, this is not a sanitary room.
No, not a sanitary
not at all.
Room.
Mm.
Yeah,
after
feels
birth
pretty good.
Would be the cleanest thing to ever land on the floor in here.
That's correct.
That case,
so. Who calls my placenta?
I want to freeze dry it and put in capsules.
Going to Ralph.
Are you going to eat your placenta?
No, I don't think so. A lot of my girlfriends said that if you actually put it into capsule form, it helps with the postpartum.
Yeah, right. You dry it and you ingest it in some way, and they say it really helps the mother.
Jury's out. I mean, my mind is open. Do you guys have any ideas?
I think you should do it because it's a terrible idea to me.
All terrible ideas. guys are a go for you.
Do it and let us know.
Kevin would think it was funny if you did that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll report back.
Catherine is here because she is the host of a show on VH1 called Miss You Much. But let's back up one step before that. Ralph, you were telling us earlier that you are a longtime fan her because of her old internet show called Breaking It Down, right?
Yeah, before I ever met Catherine, I became a fan of hers from her YouTube show she did for a couple years called Breaking It Down, where every week she would do movie reviews. And unlike me, she would actually go see the film.
Someone has to, Ralph.
Yes, and then she would review them in a very funny, entertaining way. It was a funny comedy show, but it was also a movie review show. And I fell in love with her work then, and I said, would you ever care to come on and do Hollywood Babylon? So she was my guest host on Hollywood Babylon.
Very nice.
I believe I was the first sub for Kevin Smith.
I believe you were the first guest
host. I was so disappointing for the fans.
No, you weren't. People still ask me about you. Whatever happened to that hot chick you used to work with? Dump Tubby and bring her back. I hear that a lot.
So much fun.
And the last time she co-hosted was 7-8 months ago?
No, then Catherine was producing a TV show that she had written along with her husband, Philip. They worked on this show, and they were kind enough to cast me in it, so I saw her on the set of that. About
you guys, Ralph is so good in it.
About 9 months
ago. He plays
the
villain, and he is horrifying. Very scary.
We've seen Ralph.
Yeah, we've seen Ralph as the villain, but you know what I mean? Nothing can surprise us.
Dicks. Ralph is always the villain here.
Dicks.
So, that's
9 months ago, and next thing I know, next time I see her, boom, baby.
Yep. Yeah.
And I'm like,
right.
Sex works, you guys. Sex totally works.
I see a Maury Povich episode in our future. You are the father.
Not the child's father.
How long have you been doing Miss You Much, Catherine?
We did about 30 interviews, and we were premiering. We did a little sneak peek in December. We premiered last Friday.
Oh, okay. So it's brand new on the channel then.
It's brand new on VH1, Friday nights at 10 p.m., and it's a lot of fun, you know. I mean, for me, I was a dweeby kid. A lot of my gum to tooth ratio was not favorable.
never really thought of people in that realm, but all right.
Not sexy, you know what
okay,
I mean?
All
not
right.
sexy. A big reader. But I watched a lot of TV after school, and for me, it's like revisiting my friends from growing up.
Now I want to ask you about the schedule, because is this the way that you want to launch a show? You do episode one in December, and then you wait until July. You don't re-air episode one. You air episode two.
I'm like the president of VH1. I'm not sure if you knew this about me. I'm in charge of everything.
You're not
that
doing
there.
A good job of scheduling.
I'm doing a terrible job. I should
but
be
from
fired.
Now on, every Friday we know we can
okay.
see it.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
We're
that's
locked
right.
in now.
Explain to people Miss You Much.
So Miss You Much is each week we revisit someone that we miss very much. That was, you know, a child star growing up for people my age. And you know, Lark Voorhees, who was Lisa Turtle, was on last week's episode. And we now see that, you know, life got a little challenging post Bayside High.
Right.
And she's become a painter, as well as a producer and a director and a writer and an astronomer, I believe.
Does she do any of that well?
Well, she claims to do it very well.
No, I didn't say that she claimed. Does she do it very well?
Well, I've seen a little clip from this show, and her paintings look pretty good. Looks like she has some talent as a painter.
You know what? I am the worst painter. I'm not a visual artist, so for me, I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, okay. It's not that bad.
The show is called Miss You Much. Is that because of the hit Janet Jackson song from the 90s?
I think that plays into it, yeah, because it's from the same time, the 80s and the 90s. But
because this theme song doesn't sound like that to me. Check this out from the new Catherine Reitman Show. Yeah, yeah. Hot stuff, why you hot them forever? Hot stuff, why you hot them forever? When you hot some, why you hot them forever? Miss you much. Miss you much. And the decision is final on that?
I love that theme. When you heart someone, you heart them forever.
But
did everybody get together and give it a thumbs up, or is it still on the bubble?
Again, believe it or not, even though I'm a producer on the show, it did not cross my desk.
It's not up to you.
You know how much the Janet Jackson Miss You Much would have cost them?
Thank you, Ryan. Right.
Cost prohibitive.
I'm pretty sure there's a number four in the forever there.
Yeah.
Are any of these people that you got to interview for Miss You Much, Catherine, people that you personally had a crush on?
Yes, actually. I'm so embarrassed to admit it, but most of them. I was one of those girls that had crushes very easily. You made eye contact with me for more than a second, I probably would follow you around like a squirrel. I just needed a lot of attention. But Corin Nemec, who was Parker Lewis Can't Lose, I had a huge crush on him.
He was an entertaining kid on that show, too.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Great hair.
Yeah, good hair.
Hair.
Now,
synchronized swatches.
He's a perfect example of exactly the type of person you profile on the TV show. So a guy like him, does he work anymore in Hollywood?
He does, actually. He's still acting. But I think, you know, a lot of them claim to be still acting, and they're not. He actually does work quite a bit. I mean, every time I follow him on Twitter, he's, you know, posting a pic from something or another. I know he was on Stargate, I believe.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the series? Stargate.
Yeah. And he's a big actual graffiti artist. He's really? Like running around town, painting up the town.
That's a crime, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
So he's a criminal.
Defacing public property he's with paint. Criminal. He's a criminal. Uh-huh. What he is.
You didn't even realize that when you were interviewing.
He's not a felon, but it's
I probably should have done something.
You should have turned him in is what you should have done.
Not an American. Not a good American, no. Am I?
Sasha Mitchell's another guy you had
yes.
a crush on, right?
Oh, my God. I had such the hots for him.
He was dreamy back in the day.
Now, who was he? What show was he on?
He was on Step by Step. He spoke like this. You know? He had that whole sort of like Cody thing.
Every
you know
sitcom
mean?
In the 90s had like a dude who was an idiot.
Like
a bro.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's become like a karate master, and he fixes street bikes now. And I saw him, and I was like so ready to be like, oh, God, I'm not going to be able to control my boner. And he was actually – he became like a father figure instantly. Like I just sat next to him, and I'm like, you're such a good dude. He's like
Isn't
a really
weird?
Solid guy.
Oh, wow. It's kind of weird to see – because this is what's fascinating about the show is these people are trapped at the age we last saw them on their sitcom in our
right.
minds. And we kind of forget what they go on to become adults and have families and jobs and everything like that. And that's why it's such a neat idea.
I mean, you guys experience that when movie stars come in here and you're like, oh, wait, you're not actually Wolverine or whoever
right.
you are. But these people, it's been like 20 years. And
yeah.
now they're parents, and they've got other jobs, and they've got beards and guts, and it's not what you want, but you
no.
have to adjust.
There's yeah. initial shock, I think, when you see someone, especially after not seeing them in 20 years,
yes.
that it really just slams up against your memories and initial interpretation of how you feel about them, that you have to reconcile that.
Do you do you do any research on their story?
Absolutely.
Because I would tell you that I was a karate master as well. Just because it sounds cool.
I'm a Navy SEAL, actually.
Right.
Yeah,
SEAL
no.
Team 6, you know, just got off of missions.
Well, you do a ton of research.
Okay.
Some are more honest than others.
All right.
About, you know, what they've been up to. But, you know, like someone like Jeremy Jackson from
Baywatch. Right?
Baywatch, exactly. Yeah. Played Hody. He has, like, he's been through, like, rehab. He's, like, kind of gone through the gamut. I mean, he just sort of went there. He tells everything.
Wow.
And you're like, oh, wow. I was not. I did my research, but I could not be prepared for this.
I would have had a lot of follow-up questions for that one.
Is closet a euphemism? That's what I would have asked.
The show is called Miss You Much. You can catch it every 6 months or so on VH1, but right now it's on Friday nights.
Stop it.
Catherine Reitman is the host, and she's delightful. And she may have a baby during this commercial break, but we hope not. We'll come back and talk more with her in a minute on K-Rock.
Catherine Reitman is in the studio with us. The TV show is Miss You Much on VH1.
And it airs Friday nights, which means tonight is episode number 3. Hey, some of these people, Catherine, that you talked to, Jamie Walters, I'll just throw out there as an example. He's a heartthrob back in the 90s from 90210.
Responsible for throwing Donna Martin down the stairs, by the way.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Someone
yeah.
has to throw Tori Spelling down the stairs.
Does a guy like that, is he in show business anymore, by the way?
He's totally not. He's now a fireman. And he's a delightful guy. He was in
really?
He was in the pilot that I shot. I mean, I know they're all out of order now, but it was one of my first interviews. And I remember being like, this show's going to be great. All of them are doing so much positive stuff with their life. He actually is like really proud. He looks back at his days on the Heights and 90210 as sort of just like, what are you doing in college? You know, like another period of his life. And now he's like really positive. He's got a family. He's got like 5 kids. He's a fireman. I mean, it's a whole other guy.
Who's the worst?
Well, hold on. Finish my follow-up question. A guy like Jamie Walters, who I remember was a teen heartthrob. Now, is he the type of person – like David Cassidy still has women that are willing to sleep with him because they loved him as girls.
Are you asking
is
me if I banged him?
No. I'm asking you if Jamie Walters walks down the street every day and there's somebody who's still hot for him because of his time on 90210.
He is. He's one of the guys who actually gets recognized. Corin Nemec, not so much. But he and he shaved his head. I mean, I don't know if you remember. The guy had a luxurious head of hair.
Yeah. He had like one of those 90s pompadours.
Totally.
Yeah.
That does not work with a fireman's helmet.
No, it probably does not.
Yeah. No.
Because it looks like a fireman's helmet, just the hair alone.
Fireproof.
But he looks very much like he did on that show, I think.
He does.
He hasn't aged all that.
And he's stayed
well.
In really good shape.
Poorly, rather. Yeah.
Who'd you talk to that you drove away with the crew and you went, that's kind of sad. That's sad what's left of their life. Did that happen?
Yeah, definitely did. That definitely did. You know, Lark Voorhees, Lisa Turtle, definitely was a disappointment. I think the producers, I mean, everybody just got in the car and was like, what just happened?
Well, that's because she's crazy, though, right?
I mean, something's off. I don't want to speculate because there could actually be something medically happening
there.
You're
not a medical professional.
Right. I'm not a doctor.
But she's batspit crazy.
There's something going on.
Yeah. What about a guy like Justin Guarini, who I know we'll see later this season? He was the runner-up on the first season of American Idol, and it seemed like his career evaporated overnight. Is a guy like that even able to still be in the music business, or does he have a civilian job now?
He's trying, man. He is singing. He's singing. We were at the NASCAR racetrack together because he's always wanted to be a NASCAR driver, naturally.
Sure.
Sure.
And he was singing his heart out. And the guy does have golden pipes, I'll tell you what. I haven't seen him working much since. Like
I wonder what the difference is. Like, he had a great voice, so what's the difference between him and the people who actually make it?
There was Justin and Kelly, the movie.
That's right. When's the sequel to that movie coming out?
Any second, Ralph.
Dying for that. What about Amanda Bynes? Have you talked to her?
No. Okay. Some's telling me.
She's not doing so well.
Yeah. I know where she
is.
We're
going to
talk to
yet.
Her. we have to miss her before we go back to visit with
who
her.
Who was the worst? Can you tell us on the air?
Coolio was challenging.
He was.
Coolio was challenging.
Why?
We played golf together.
You and Coolio.
Naturally.
Sure.
And he was, I don't think he was ready to sort of go back to the day and talk about why we missed him.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay. He wanted to talk about his internet cooking show. Does he still do that?
He sure does. Cooking with Coolio. And by the way, I hear the food's great.
It is. He came in and made it for us.
That's right.
It was really good.
So some of these people, they're a little bit offended by the concept of Miss You Much because in their mind, they're still out there getting it done.
They haven't gone anywhere in their own lives. That's
the problem. No one wants to be on Where Are They Now.
Right.
They want to be, and this is supposed to be celebrating, and it is why we love them and why we miss them. And it's a comedic take on the show. That's why we're doing the activities. That's why it's me and not a professional.
Yeah. Did you talk to Ian Ziering? Is that how you say his name?
No, but man, do we have some sharks to discuss.
Sharknado.
Wow.
I mean, look, he's on Sharknado. You can't. He's not a Miss You Much guy. He's still here. He's obviously still working.
I don't know. I saw a sign for him with...
In Vegas.
Yeah,
right?
Chippendales. With Chippendales. Yeah. He was dancing with Chippendales.
I actually interviewed someone who's a Chippendale dancer.
Is that right?
Tim Simmons from 98 Degrees.
Oh. Is that what he's doing now?
He's been doing that in Vegas. And
full-time stripper, huh?
Shaves the old chest and everything.
Sure.
Hairless.
How about David Chokichi from Baywatch?
Yes. I surprised him by showing up in the classic red swimsuit.
All right.
Nice.
And not only was he secretly disappointed, but he was audibly disappointed. He says on the show, you do not fill that correctly.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, not nice.
He said that to you?
Not nice. This is pre-pregnancy.
Wow.
I mean, listen, I'm not rocking a perfect 10 over here, but I'm doing what I can.
You're a lovely, shapely girl, usually. Not now, of course.
Don't be rude, Ralph.
Something's gone wrong. Hardly wrong. I don't know what's happening. But.
All of a sudden, you don't want to be responsible for this baby.
Well, look. I'm going to wait for the results.
Catherine Reitman is our guest here at the Kevin and Bean Show. Again, we're talking about the VH1 show called Miss You Much. I can't believe this story didn't make the episode, but it's on VH1.com as something that you missed. And it was Daniel Fishel talking about dating Lance Bass.
Oh, my God, you guys.
What?
Which was an amazing story. Would you mind recapping that for our peeps?
It would be a pleasure. She took him to prom, you guys. I mean, they were serious in high school. And... she'd had no idea. She was completely, her gaydar was just way off.
Wow.
She literally says on the show, but we did so much fun stuff together. Like, we went shopping, and we went to restaurants, and we discussed what was going on gossip-wise. I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah.
None of that ring a bell with her as setting off the gaydar?
Wow. And after prom, they went to a hotel room, mm-hmm. and she was all set.
Right.
And he fell asleep.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
She also told a story about the first time he called her after they had exchanged phone numbers, and Justin Timberlake was feeding him the lines
to
talk to her. Because how does he know how to talk to a chick, right?
Of course not. And JT, a pro.
Of course.
That's a crazy story. By the way, she's awesome, Danielle Fishel. She still looks great, sounds great. She seems like she's still having a great time.
She's so solid, and she's got the most incredible head of hair, you guys. My nose right into that horse mane, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're obsessed with hair.
Well, when you got a head of hair like Daniel Fishel.
She has some serious
Topanga
hair.
Come on. Yeah.
All right. Before we let you go, Catherine, who's on the wish list that you are hoping you eventually get to do in the next season of Miss You Much?
Oh, God. Alanis Morissette for me would be huge. Boys to Men, TLC, SWV. There's a lot of
initials.
Letters.
A lot of initials and numbers. Yeah. All
what
four,
about Corey
one.
Feldman?
Corey Feldman would be a blast.
Have you
Again,
seen
Again, I think
it?
We have to miss him before she can put him on the show.
Have you seen some of his music videos where he does think that he is Michael Jackson?
His new song, Annihilation Corporation, whoever the hell it's called, is just awesome.
He is horrific.
But
he wears the glove and the whole thing.
He should definitely be on Miss You Much,
though. Yeah, you have to talk to him. He's gone bye-bye. So that would be
well,
fun.
The show is
we should have
super...
no show called We Want to Miss You, where we talk about people who are still around from the
90s. We missed you.
That we'd like to have go away.
Yes.
And get Corey on that show.
That's
a great
so
idea.
Sorry, you've been around too much.
We'd this like show is super fun. If you grew up watching 90s TV, listening to 90s music, you're going to love it. It's called Miss You Much. It just premiered. It's on VH1 again tonight at 10 o'clock with another episode. Catherine Reitman, by the way.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in. Good luck with the kid.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday. We had Michael B. Jordan. He's the star of this new Fruitvale Station movie. We had him on with us last hour, and we asked him about the rumor that's been circulating that he might star as Apollo Creed's grandson in a new Rocky film.
Now, this would be the seventh?
That sounds about right.
I think it would be the seventh Rocky film.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Of course, spoiler alert, Apollo Creed died in an earlier film, I think in Rocky II or so. So this would be the grandson, and everybody doesn't want him to get into the boxing business. But he feels like he's got to, and he approaches Sylvester Stallone as a mentor, as a coach. And it looks like this may be happening. A lot of the right people are saying yes, including Sylvester Stallone, I believe, who we have on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Sly. Welcome back to the program, my friend.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
It's great to talk to you, as always.
Is this the seventh Rocky film?
Yeah, this will be the seventh Rocky.
Okay.
And I think, you know, it's a character that has a lot left in it, you know, to talk about.
But at your age, can you train Apollo Creed's grandson?
Well, that's the nice thing about it, you know, as opposed to being, you know, the fighter in the ring, which, you know, I can still do. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
You know, I still got, you know, I'm still very physically fit and whatnot.
Of course.
But I would be more like the Mickey character, you know?
Sure.
Like I would be more like instructing him and giving him, you know, like life advice and such.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a precedent for that in the real world of boxing. I'm sure there are ex-boxers who then go on to mentor young fighters. It makes a lot of sense.
That's right, you know? And if there's a problem, you know, you want me to fight the fight or to fight the big fight? I'll fight the big fight.
We don't
fight.
Want you to get in the ring,
like
no.
My house stinks. That's right, my house stinks.
What?
I'm just saying, you know, I'll fight the big fight.
Right, but we don't want to see you fight again. I think those days are behind
you. But you love him in Expendables, though, Kevin. You don't mind him fighting in Expendables.
Yeah, but it's not in the ring. And...
Whoa, what's going on, Sly?
Yeah, somebody said Expendables, you know? So I thought I had to defend myself.
I see.
Against, you know, like, villains.
No, it was just a mention of the movie.
Of what movie?
Expendables. No, you don't have to. There's no one coming at you, Sly.
Yeah, that's what you say.
That is what I say.
So what would you like to see the storyline be of this new film?
Well,
so
I
the
like, you know, it's Creed's, you know, Creed's grandchild, you know, his grandson.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm like, you know, the mentor of Creed's kid, you know.
Right.
But
right.
Also, you know, I like, you know, to bring it to a new audience. With the African-American audience, you know, following a new character, like Creed's grandson.
Okay.
And then I'm like, you know, helping him along, but we make it more like, you know, hip-hop, you know, African-American-centric, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, maybe I like rapping. Maybe I rap.
No,
you know?
No.
While I'm training him, you know?
Nope.
The Rocky Balboa is back again. I'm here to say, yo, Adrian.
No.
Let the kitchen get out of the heat.
I don't think
watch
that's...
Watch me train while I punch my meat.
That's, I don't know that okay. That's a good
no,
idea.
That's a yes. That's don't. A big yes.
Yeah, thank you, lady.
You're welcome.
Thank you, lady, whoever you are. I like you.
I don't want to hear you.
Mentally irregular, you know, they don't see you so good that I rap.
Right. But the whole punching your meat thing is not something I would explore further either.
Yeah, punch your meat, beat your meat, whatever, you know, whatever.
Okay, again, though, it could be misinterpreted.
That's how he trains, Bean.
Yeah, I hit sides of beef. That's
right.
What in a training.
So literally, punch your
training
beef.
Training regimen, you know.
So you're gonna...
I'm always beating my meat to stay in shape.
Okay, take it easy.
I'm saying I'm punching sides of beef.
Right.
To got stay it. In shape.
So you're going to have Apollo Creed's grandson do the same workout that you did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All
you know?
Right.
I'll say, yo, Creed, why don't you beat my meat, you know?
Okay,
and say,
again.
All right, let's go hit that side of beef in that room there. And I'll say, that's right. That's how you know that you're really in shape, when you break some cow ribs, you know?
Sure. Seems like a downer.
Okay.
Why don't we punch live cows?
No,
great.
No, no, no,
ribs.
No, that's terrible.
I'll fight the cow. I'll fight the big cow.
Nobody wants you to fight a cow. What are you shooting now?
I'm fighting a cow.
There's no cow coming at you.
You don't know.
I have a pretty good guess.
You open up a blog. You'll sell your sausage somewhere else. Eh?
If you know what a delight Kevin's Twitter feed is, right? It's
yes.
just it's all sorts of like broken links and things
do
that don't make sense and words that aren't words.
Yeah, misspellings and just bad grammar. It's endlessly fascinating.
It's just a mess. But sometimes even I am confused by the things that the monkey tweets. For instance, a few minutes ago, Fruitvale Station, which is the film that we've been talking about, we had the star Michael B. Jordan on for this reason.
What did I do?
Oh, nothing, Kevin. Oh. It's nice that you're promoting the man's movie. It was great of him to take the time to come on, and you're helping him out. Fruitvale Station, new movie with Anthony B. Jones.
Did I say that?
Or type and then a link to the film for Fruitvale Station.
Well, maybe now, Anthony's in it as well.
Now,
Anthony
Michael
B. Jones.
Now, Michael B. Jordan, who is the actual actor that we spoke with, who stars in the film, is not Anthony B. Jones. Now, how does that even happen where he gets a different last name and a different first name?
I got the B right.
Right, but how does that even happen?
Who's Anthony B. Jones?
He's somebody else in the movie. He's not.
Is there an Anthony B. Jones?
No,
there's not.
Where did that come from? Like, how does your mind work?
Boy, if I could tell you that. Well, first of all, Michael Anthony was the bass player for Van Halen.
Okay, all right, good.
That's a start. And I'm out. I got nothing else.
Jerry
for you.
Jones is the owner of the Cowboys,
right?
That's all I got.
And Michael Jordan played in basketball, which
yes.
is a sport. Just like football.
And the first letter of basketball is B.
Right. So it all works out.
Well,
so
that's
not the correct name,
well,
is your point?
I'm not sure that Michael B. Jordan goes by Anthony B. Jones, if that's what you're asking. I'm not sure that's a name he uses.
Wow.
But
so I only got the first and last name wrong.
That's all.
Okay.
That's all. So
I accept your scorn.
It's Kevin.
All right. Ralph joins us.
Time for the showbiz beat at 8:52.
Wow. That was worth coming in today. Tonight, 10 p.m. at the Improv in Hollywood on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I doing Hollywood Babylon. We're coming out. Come on out and see us, won't you? You can get tickets at csmod.com tonight at 10 p.m. And then also Saturday, the 6:30 screening of the new Jay and Silent Bob's super groovy cartoon movie. Kevin Smith and Jay Muse and myself will be there and doing a little Q&A afterwards. So come spend some time with me this weekend. Speaking of tickets for things, how about tickets for the very special K-Rock screening of Two Guns?
Can't wait.
Yay! Two Guns.
Yay!
Oh.
Yay!
Usually I hear those kids.
Yay!
Okay, all right. You're very excited, kids.
Yay!
We understand.
Yay!
Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg star, along with Bill Paxton, Edward James Olmos. A DEA agent and an undercover naval intelligence officer who have been tasked with investigating each other find out they've been set up by the mob, and the mob has to pay. And I bet they're going to pay with the bullets from Two Guns.
Two Guns.
Yay!
Our special K-Rock screening is Tuesday, July the 30th.
Yay!
The Arclight in Sherman Oaks. And then the movie, of course, is in theaters everywhere on Friday, August the 2nd. If you'd like to see it before anybody else, call right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers get a pair of tickets to see Two Guns.
Oh, I hope Anthony B. Jones is in that.
He's my favorite up-and-coming actor. Anthony B. Jones. Anthony B. Jones.
Can I tell you where I think that came from?
Please do.
When my kids were little, I used to read them books called Junie B. Jones, or that was the name of the author, or the name of the book series, or the character, something. That may be where I got that.
Junie B. Jones?
Yes. So maybe that's where I got the Jones part from. I really can't explain the Anthony.
Because you thought Fruitvale Station was a children's book?
I'm just trying to figure out like what might have been in my head at the time.
That's way off.
It's not close. It wasn't a little mistake.
Way, way off.
I accept your score. Back to you.
Tara Reid, her career is getting a little bit of a resurgence thanks to the success that is Sharknado.
By the way, just on a side note, she's terrible in that movie.
How dare you, sir?
She is so bad.
Poor girl's working her heart out there, fighting the sharks to save your ass.
But
and
to
then you
stand
come
out
here.
As a bad actress in that movie.
She's got a bit of a bad rap, too, in terms of her partying versus her work ethic.
Right.
However, co-star Ian Ziering is stepping up and saying what a
charming, pleasant young lady she is. He tells Access Hollywood that he was a little nervous about working with her because of her reputation. But he said she was very sweet, prepared, and ready to do her stuff and did a great job. You can judge for yourself on the 27th when they re-air, tomorrow night when they re-air Sharknado yet again on the Sci-Fi Channel.
It's terrible. I love it.
By that, you mean it's great.
I love it, but it's terrible.
The return of Lady Gaga. She is going to be performing at the 2013 MTV Video Music Awards. Can we say now what's going on with us in that show? Can we talk
Yay!
About that?
I don't know why not.
We'll be broadcasting live from New York City, leading up to and after the VMAs this year. So I'm sure we'll be talking about Lady Gaga's performance. It's the first time anyone's going to have seen her perform since she had to cancel her tour to get her hip fixed. And she was tooling around in that gold-plated wheelchair of hers. She'll be up on the stage on the 25th for the live telecast. Performing her new single. She hasn't revealed the name of it yet, but it will be released on August the 19th, just before her performance. So we will be familiar with it by the time we see her up there shaking what the Lord gave her. Taylor Swift, to the best of my knowledge, is not performing at the VMAs.
I'm sorry, who?
Tadoff Swindler.
Thank you.
She had a concert last Friday in Philadelphia, and people talking about the impression she made on the staff there at a well-known Italian restaurant that I used to go to all the time called Ralph's in South Philadelphia. She was there with her two opening acts, Ed Sheeran and Austin Mahone, along with the rest of her gang of cutthroat thugs that she travels with. She apparently posed for photos with everyone in the restaurant and then gave the chef two tickets to her concert the following evening. That bitch.
What a dick.
Bitch. The restaurant stayed open late for Taylor and her friends, and after it was all said and done, the bill came to $800, and then she left a $500 tip. That bitch. How dare she? And then, to cap things off, showing how evil she is, the next day she visited children at the Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania there in Philadelphia.
You're right. Everything she does is sucky.
Oh, ooh. Such a, ooh, look at me. Aren't I wonderful? Oh, God. I hate her. So evil. And Toni Braxton's a single lady.
Dibs.
After 12 years of marriage to Keri Lewis, they are splitting up, of course, because they are celebrities. They're going to remain the best of friends, and they'll both be actively involved in raising their two sons. 11-year-old Denim and 10-year-old Diesel.
You want to go next with a woman who named her kids Denim and
yes.
Diesel, Kevin?
Diesel, by the way, D-I-E-Z-E-L.
Oh,
so oh no.
At least she spells Diesel with a Z.
I haven't seen her in a while, but she used to be so hot.
She's on that show now, Braxton Family Values. She's got a reality show. I think it's on VH1.
No thanks.
She looks good.
What does she have? She has something wrong with her, though. She has some serious illness. What is it, Ralph?
She had a heart condition for a while. Mm-hmm. But I believe she had surgery or treatment or something for that, and she's doing well.
Sure. You might break her, Kevin. You got to be careful.
I got some treatment for that.
You know what that means?
No, I don't either.
Maybe Anthony B. Jones can start dating her. Maybe she'll have more luck with love with Tony, as we call him around here.
It's Friday, right?
Anthony B. Jones. Today's celebrity birthdays. Taylor Momsen is 20 years old today. Kate Beckinsale turns 40. Jeremy Piven's 48, as is Jim Lindbergh of Pennywise. Sandra Bullock is 49. Kevin Spacey turns 54. Roger Taylor of Queen, the drummer for that band, 64 years old. Actress Helen Mirren is 68. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones is 70 years old. And Chris Harrison of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Bachelor Pad, hardest working man in show business, celebrates his 42nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
I feel like there should be some sort of a warning for our listeners that they're about to get mugged, because we sent Beer Mug with the K-Rock microphones to the red carpet premiere of The To-Do List, the new film starring Aubrey Plaza, and I guess he actually talked to some of the stars in the film.
He did. This is the introduction that he gives us before, and listen to his pronunciation of Rachel Bilson.
What's up, everybody? Beer Mug here at the purple carpet of the premiere of The To-Do List, and there are a ton of stars in the movie. The main characters, Rachel Bilson, Aubrey Plaza, Bill Hader, Andy Samberg, Donald Glover. I hope one of them stops and talks to me.
I hope it's
Rachel Bilson.
I hope it's her. I hope it's Rachel.
Well, we've all been there.
So Rachel does stop by, and she talks to Beer Mug.
Rachel, you play Aubrey's older sister in the movie. What inspired you for the role? Because you were a kid in the early 90s.
That's not a question, really.
I'm confused. I'm having trouble following it.
It's more of a statement.
You were saying, why are you in a movie about the 90s if you were a kid in the 90s?
Yeah.
An odd choice. Sarah Steele, Bean, I would bet, before I even listened to these, that Muggs would ask what their to-do list is.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Like, that's the question right. that everybody mm-hmm. gets.
So, it being the to-do list and all, a lot of very dirty moves on there. What would be on your to-do list?
Everyone's asking me this. I wish I had prepared an answer for this.
A lot of dirty moves on there.
A lot of dirty moves.
Creeping me out.
You're doing dirty stuff. Dirty moves.
My to-do list, do you mean like sexual acts I would like to do?
Yeah, what would Sarah Steele like to do?
As everyone's recording?
The wobbly H?
The what?
The wobbly H?
I don't even know what that is.
It's sort of like the... Oh, sorry.
All right, now I want to back up a little bit because that thump.
Did she hit you?
No. He hit her with the microphone.
Why would you do that?
On accident.
It was an accident.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he bumped her.
No, he's when you hear, boom,
dumb answer.
How did you do that?
He hit her with the microphone.
Yeah, because I was, as I was asking my question, when I reached back to her, I hit her with my microphone.
It's sort of like the... Sorry, Sarah. I didn't mean to hit you. You're very cute, yeah. Sweet, and beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Much luck to you in the future, and I look very forward to seeing the to-do list.
Okay, yeah. Woo!
Yeah, whatever. Let me get out of here because...
Sweet and beautiful, and you have a concussion.
I'm so happy that he did not continue the direction he was going, which was to describe what the wobbly H was. Completely inappropriate to bring up to an actress on the red carpet.
Yeah, I'm glad I hit her with the microphone. That killed that.
That really did help. Yeah. Looking back on it, that was the best thing you could have possibly done. And then here's the interview with Taryn Killam from SNL. And
very
Bill,
funny.
And Bill Hader.
Wow, okay.
So they're walking by, and Muggs starts talking to them. They have no idea Muggs is talking to them, and they just start talking to each other.
It's Bill Hader
and Taryn Killam.
Bill, is Taryn going to do all the heavy lifting on SNL now?
Congratulations you, on your nomination.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your
this is a personal story. Moment.
Thank you.
Congratulations on Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, too.
Congratulations on the heat.
Thank you very much.
This is how it's like at SNL. We just congratulate each other. And flagulation. I got to leave before we start making out.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing you on SNL more because you're awesome. Seriously.
Thank you, friend.
And I love you. Screw all the haters and what they say.
Wait, what have you heard?
Why would you say that to somebody?
That's terrible.
Why would you say screw all the haters?
Because
that assumes there's a tremendous amount of haters out there.
Well, everybody on SNL that has to take over, like when guys like Hader and Sudeikis leave,
they get a lot of crap.
They get a lot of crap. They're like, oh, you're never going to be this guy or that guy, you know.
So no one has said any of that about Taryn Killam, by
the way.
That's
the thing.
Oh.
It's not like it's out there that people are saying, boy, is the show going to suck now that Taryn Killam is on it more.
So he hasn't heard it anywhere except from your hairy lips. That's the only time he heard that. We may be sending the wrong guy to the red carpet or the right guy, depending on how you view.
Hey, quick reminder before we head out for the week is that Beer Mug is going to be in location once again today at the Victoria Gardens Mall in Rancho Cucamonga from 1 until 3 o'clock this afternoon. He is going to be there with the brand new K-Rock sticker. Now, what do people have to do to win this Linkin Park thing, Muggs? How's that work?
All they do is... Ralph, don't make that motion. Please don't make that motion, Ralph. They just have to fill out the back of the K-Rock sticker. You got to be 18 or over, and they enter themselves to win the grand prize performance with Linkin Park and 10 of their friends and a $500 Hot Topic gift card.
Pretty good deal. You get all the details at krock.com. And again, this afternoon from 1 till 3, Muggs will be in Victoria Gardens Shopping Center, Rancho Cucamonga, also giving away tickets to the Epicenter, Uproar Festival, Rancid 311, lots of great K-Rock music and whatnot. Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat for the week.
Hugh Jackman stars in The Wolverine, opens today in theaters everywhere. Everyone's saying good things about it.
Talked to him yesterday. He seems like he's got everything.
Yeah, including one of the most successful marriages in Hollywood. His wife, Deborah Lee Furness. They've been together for a long, long time. And one of the secrets, Hugh Jackman says, is a lot of boning. That's what does it. That's what keeps them together. He says they go through a lot of sheets.
Ooh. All right.
He says he also has worn his signature Wolverine costume in bed with his wife.
That's how they're going through so many sheets.
Yeah, because those claws are going right through them.
Right.
Carving them up. She's lucky to be alive. Do not give her the Aubrey Plaza. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You don't do that with her with those claws
no,
on.
No, you don't.
You don't want to do that.
Nope.
American Idol producers are facing a big racism lawsuit from 10 black former contestants. The contestants, all from various seasons, claim that they were booted from the show because of various racist methods employed by the American Idol producers. One such racist method? A preliminary background check that includes the question, have you ever been arrested?
They ask everyone that?
Yes.
Of course they did.
They ask white people that?
Yes.
Huh.
But that's insidious plotting to get rid of the black people.
I got news for you. The almighty dollar wins over racism every time. Even if they were racist, they would never shoot themselves in the foot if they could make a dollar.
They're looking for $25 million in damages for the discrimination.
That's ridiculous.
Well, in their defense, Ralph, they did enter a contest and didn't win it.
That's true. So they should get something.
They should be allowed to sue.
They should get something for losing.
Right.
How about just a little badge say you participated and an ice cream sandwich?
A little sticker. I like it.
How about that?
It's
the fact that they claim that question is racist is automatically racist, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Unless there's something insidious going on that we are not aware of, this is the kind of lawsuit that makes people not take racism seriously, because this is just, it sounds like somebody with sore grapes. Is that what you have, a sore grapes?
Sure. I've got sour grapes right now.
A lot of people have sour grapes.
Sour grapes. That's what it is. Yeah. It's somebody who's just got a handout for, you know, to get paid. That's all.
I sat down funny. Now I've got sore grapes. Anybody have an ice pack? And here's the thing. If they ask you in the preliminary background check, have you ever been arrested? And then you say no, and then you go on the show, and they find out that you have a criminal record, and they boot you?
Which is what happened.
That's because you're a liar.
Yeah.
It's not because you're black. It's because you're a liar.
Right, right.
That. Don't lie in the preliminary background check. Anyway.
It's probably Seacrest's fault, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I would imagine he had a lot to do with it. Because he everybody knows he hates black people.
Oh, he's such a racist.
He is.
He's got slaves. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
He's got slaves working for him at his house. You never see him out in public because they're chained up at night.
Does he wear one of those big, wide-brim hats and sits on the porch sipping a mint julep?
He does. He's living the Leonardo DiCaprio life from Django Unchained. Exactly.
I don't think any of that is true.
You don't know, man.
You weren't there.
I wasn't, but...
Sell your sausage somewhere else, right? And Elijah Wood's latest film, Maniac, has been banned by the New Zealand government. I know it's a very disturbing, violent horror movie, but I didn't think a country would ban it. Those Kiwis are soft, man.
They are.
They're soft. And Universal has announced that Despicable Me 2 has been banned in China. However, the original Despicable Me was also banned in China, so it makes sense, but I don't know what they're so afraid of in China.
They hate the minions.
That's what it is. More movie news.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
More movie news. Rumor yesterday, hot rumor, that Ryan Gosling was in talks with J.J. Abrams and Lucasfilm to play Luke Skywalker's son in Star Wars Episode 7.
That wouldn't bother me.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Ryan Gosling.
He's a great actor.
I heard that Zac Efron was also in talks to play a role in the upcoming film. Well, at least according to Ryan's representatives, he is not in talks with Lucasfilm to play a character in that movie. No word from Zac Efron's people
yet.
Unless
it's a musical. That'd be awesome if Star Wars came out and it was a musical.
Star Rock. I have a question for you guys. With the Star Wars movies, like this last batch of new movies, was it distracting to you to have so many well-known names like Ewan McGregor and Samuel L. Jackson and Liam Neeson and guys like that in the movie, or were you fine with that?
It didn't bother me.
Didn't bother me either. That was the least of those movies' problems, was the fact that stars were in it. But I see your point. I do think maybe this next group of films in the franchise would be better served by casting unknowns in it, because then you can really believe those characters are those people and you get lost in the film. I think it's always a good idea in high-profile films like that.
Yeah.
Even the superhero movies.
Yeah.
I think Henry Cavill was an effective Superman, regardless of what you may think about the film or the script or whatever, because he doesn't have an overwhelming sort of star presence that has to fight against being Superman.
You don't go, oh, I know that guy from that TV show or whatever.
Yeah, you can just kind of get right on board. Tonight, 10, just want to remind you, Kevin Smith and I doing Hollywood Babylon. You can go to theimprov.com to get tickets for that show tonight, 10 p.m.
Nope.
Come on, see us. Today's celebrity birthdays. These stars were all born on July the 26th. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones is 70 years old today.
Wow. Here's a clip from possibly his most famous Stone song.
Birthday. It's my candle blowing birthday.
Charlie Watts is
tearing it up.
Yeah, he is. Dame Helen Mirren, the actress, is 68 years old today. Roger Taylor of Queen turned 64. Oh, poor Helen. Actor Kevin Spacey celebrates his 54th birthday. Actress Sandra Bullock, 49 years old today. She reminds me of an astronaut for some reason.
Yeah, me too. That's what Kevin was saying
too.
Earlier.
Me too.
She's so astronaut-y.
Strikes me as an astronaut.
Very much an astronaut.
Singer Jim Lindbergh of Pennywise is 48 years old. Jeremy Piven turns 48 as well. Kate Beckinsale is 40 years old. Singer-actress Taylor Momsen is 20 years old today. Chris Harrison of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and Bachelor Pad. What a nice guy. 42 years old today. And actor Anthony B. Jones celebrates his 35th birthday today. So, happy birthday to Anthony. Can't wait to see him in Fruitvale Station. That looks
yeah.
great.
He only exists in Kevin's mind, unfortunately, but I'm sure he's very talented.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, Harvey Levin from TMZ. We've got John Oliver, who's been filling in all of summer for The Daily Show. And we have Ask a Gambino, not Gambino, Ask a Crime Mob Boss.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I'm not happy.
Take
with
that again.
I don't think that went well. Take two. Thanks, Ralph. Monday morning, we have John Oliver, who's been...
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Not a Gambino.
Pass it over to me.
Yeah, what's up?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I think we all can agree on the fact that you...
Roll another one.
Call right now and we'll get right back to you.
Just like the other one.
Hey, how's that going?
This one seems to be about to quit.
And the horrors.
And I need another hit.
Over 15 murders happen in the U.S. every second. That is a well scary percentage. And when the coppers can't handle it, they call in this special branch called the FBI.
Roll another one.
I sort of have a boner.
Just like the other one.
That must have been a moment of party.
This one seems to be about to end.
You have a laugh. You
have another scent.
But, yeah.
How about that Keith Hussein?
Just pass it around.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
All right, kid, the show's over. It was a cute act, but this time it didn't work.
You know what? Thank you. That is all I needed to hear. I'm done.
What the f*** was that? You f***. Idiots! You're all f***ing idiots and you f***ing suck!
Kevin. What are we laughing about? Kevin. I don't get it.
You guys got off easy, but next week, I promise, you will be getting wet.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.